The Bible has been tampered with, the unauthorized alterations of the Word of God. Welcome to episode 2 of And the Books Were Opened, a podcast brought to you by the Israel Kingdom of Priests Preparatory Institute Bible Study Ministry. Our podcast is going to go into the books that were opened and literally prepare you, with the short time we have left, for the Kingdom of Christ. I'm Natasha Barrowin, I'll be your host today, and to assist me will be William. We thought it best to start this podcast off with a good question that hopefully helps you answer a lot of questions. That question is, what is the Bible? We opened episode 1 by showing that the Bible is a collection of books. Today, we're going to show you, not in detail, but in general, that the collection of books known as the Bible has been tampered with. Tampered means they were altered or changed. Hence, the subtitle, The Unauthorized Alterations of the Word of God. Many church leaders today, and men and women of God who have strong faith in the Bible, do not believe for a moment that there is anything wrong with the Bible. I used to think and feel that way also. I thought it disrespectful to think God, all-powerful, could not keep His Word perfectly intact throughout the generations. We know He could, just like we know He could deliver people out of all conditions and situations. But would He on all occasions, is the question. Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, knew the Lord could deliver them, but would He, was the determinant factor. Sometimes He is putting us through a trial, so we can suffer, yet get through the suffering or affliction, as did Job, right? Nevertheless, the Bible is a collection of books that have been tampered with, altered, and changed. It is for the very elect, the elect of God, and the saints of God to peel out, to discern through what has been removed and or added, and piece together the actual His, speaking of the Father, story, His story. We are not presenting all the unauthorized alterations of the Word of God in this episode, but rather to show the correct way the Bible should be utilized. First off, the Bible was never originally called the Bible. The English word Bible is derived from Koine Greek, romanized, ta biblia, meaning the book's singular, biblion. The word itself had the literal meaning of scroll, and came to be used as the ordinary word for book. Again, Middle English etymology states in Old French from ecclesiastical Latin biblia, from Greek ta, biblia, the books, from biblion, book, originally a diminutive of biblos, papyrus, scroll, of Semitic origin. Ideally, the word Bible literally means the books. Here is the question, Pastor, who had the authority to give the people the books they believed were authorized by the heavenly kingdom? When the books were originally comprised, they were a record of events, which we'll call history, they were laws, we'll categorize as principles, and foretold future events, we call prophecy. The history, prophecy, and principles were given for the people of the heavenly kingdom, the people of God, to have in order to be aware of their existence, and their free will choice for happiness. Family heads kept generational records as they were able. It typically reads like this in the scriptures, these are the generations of. In the book of Genesis, there were the generations of Jacob, Terah, Shem, Noah, Ham, Japheth, and of course Adam. When we get to the days of the children of Israel and Moses, Moses was brought in by the heavenly council by Christ. He was given records and the law directly. To him, this was known as the generations of the heavens and the earth. He received so much more and titled them. Moses' compilation is originally known as the Book of the Covenant and the Book of the Law.
That's right, Natasha, the Book of the Covenant is the book with the law and commitments, covenants, the heavenly kingdom made with the children of Israel and their forefathers. The Book of the Law is the royal law. Inside this book you will find the details of the order of the Son of God, known to us as the order of Melchizedek. This order lays out the plan of the Father, or the heavenly kingdom, for the sons of Adam. The Book of the Law has inside of it the law of the gospel. It has the law of chastity, the law of sacrifice, the law of free agency, and the highest law, the law of consecration. Those who are able to follow the Book of the Law will find the greatest level of success in this life, and their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life or the Book of the Living. These are the primary books, but along the way, there are other records that were kept. For instance, there is the Book of Wars of the Lord. Additional writings that Moses added, deemed it the Book of the Law of Moses or the Book of Moses. There is the Book of Jasher, which is not a name of a person but means righteous or upright. There was the Book of the Manner of the Kingdom, the Book of Purchase, concerning lands purchased by the children of Israel. The Book of the Acts of Solomon, as well as the Book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel and Judah. Do not forget about the Book of the Prophets, the volume of the Book of Psalms, the Book of the Lord, the Book of the Evil against Babylon and the Nations. There are a lot of books. Ezekiel the prophet was given a book of destructions, a book of remembrance, the book of the prophet Isaiah, and the book of Revelations of John. Then again there is the book of Judah and the book of Ephraim, and a sealed book, the sealed book of Moses, and the ultimate, the book of the seven seals. Prophets from generation to generation have written works, from all types of cultures, that are not generally accepted by the church. Why? It is because we have been conditioned to accept and respect the authority given to the false churches. The chief false church is the Church of Rome and the other is a church based in Utah. I present to you today that any works that teach the law of the heavenly kingdom, which teach the Father and Christ, are acceptable works. And I am an authority in the earth from heaven to authorize it.
Now, to our claim that the Bible has been tampered with. How do we know? First, let's look into some records or writings in your collection of books. Open to the specific book of collection of books, your Bible, known as the Book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 says,
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you.
Also, in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19 says,
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. 19 And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
The mere fact that Christ had to write into the scriptures that no one should add or take away from the scriptures, already tells us that Satan will have men add scriptures, and take away scriptures. Not to mention Satan would scramble scriptures, put them out of place or out of order, placing certain scriptures in complex or secret combinational ordering. Remember, they change times and laws, it is written. We are subject to believe this is in reference to time as in the hours, days, months, and years. This is correct, but also they change the times of events that took place in the scriptures. Go to the book of Daniel, within the collection of books, the Bible. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, where it reads,
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
We can all agree that the nations who were in control of the scriptures made changes to them that they were not authorized to do, based on Daniel's writings. This largely took place within the nation of Israel first, on multiple occasions. Richard Nixon, former president of the US, took the country off the gold standard, monetarily speaking. Likewise, in a similar manner, Jeroboam, the former first king of Israel in Samaria, took his nation off the God, not gold, standard. In the book of 1 Kings chapters 12, verses 25 to 33, Jeroboam switched the people from the God of Israel to the God Baal. He fired the Levites, and had a hybrid religion going on for Ephraim Israel, mixing the Levitical style with Baalism. This was slowly invited into the kingdom of Judah in the guise of brotherly love. By Zedekiah's rule, the nation was spiritually fried. In other words, they were serving all kinds of gods, and these gods teach people to serve themselves, to be lovers of themselves, to focus on material gains, even to the extent of harm to their fellow brothers and sisters. Babylon sieged Jerusalem and trashed the kingdom. The devastation is written in the 2 Chronicles chapter 36, in particular, verses 17 and 18, which exhibits that Babylon came in and took all of the pleasant things with them to Babylon, modern-day Iraq and as far east as India and Bangladesh. Keywords: pleasant things, and even precious things. What are these, their records? The Book of Lamentations also gives insight into the plunder of Israel and Judah's images, records, and pleasant things. In the memoir written by what appears to be the prophet Jeremiah, who'd lived through pre-Babylonian invasion of Judah and the aftermath of it, he wrote the book called Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 1, verse 10 says,
"The adversary hath spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she hath seen that the heathen entered into her sanctuary, whom thou didst command that they should not enter into thy congregation."
Again in Lamentations chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says,
"Remember, O Lord, what is come upon us, consider, and behold our reproach. Too our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens."
After the Babylonian Empire, Persia took over and allowed Judah to return to their nation where they conjured up records. But again the Romans sacked Jerusalem again, in 70 AD, and took everything with them to Rome, the pleasant things and records. It is hard to trust the education and records given back to the oppressed at the hand of the oppressor. Once you are able to accept this reality, the reality that the Gentiles had access to your records and have made unauthorized alterations, you can move forward in a different and spiritually tactical way. Remember, they have changed times and laws.
Well, how do we discern what's true and accurate today? Do we just trust you?
I can hear some poor soul saying with a whimpering, condescending tone. What do you say, William?
This is what you must do: seek out the book of the Lord and read. Here is how you must read it for maximum absorption. We will tell you the books and the order on how to read them. Are you ready? Good.
Start with the book of Genesis and stop.
Then go get these outside books: the book of Jubilees, the book of Jasher, and the book of Enoch. Then go to a book titled The Pearl of Great Price and read it, primarily the sections of Abraham and Moses. After these, now it is time to move on.
We're going back to the Canon Bible, reading the books of Exodus through the Second Chronicles. Then read the prophets who lived during those days, which would include Isaiah's book, Hosea, Amos, Micah, Malachi, Zephaniah, Obadiah, and Joel.
After this, read Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Nahum, Habakkuk, and Jonah.
From here, we'll go into the Apocrypha books to read the book of Tobit, Baruch, Letter of Jeremiah, the history of Susanna, the book of Judith, and the book of Daniel from the Canon Bible. Yes, books by women, don't faint, gentlemen. These are those who wrote works while in the Babylonian captivity.
Then back to the Canon Bible books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Follow this by the Apocrypha books of 1st and 2nd Esdras, Esther's extra chapters, and Bel and the Dragon. These are writings from those who lived in the Persian and Medes captivity.
After this, read 1st and 2nd Maccabees, as this is a combination of the captivity of Greece and early Rome. From here, we can read the Gospels, Matthew through John, followed by the Acts of the Apostles. Then Apostle Paul's letters, Romans to Hebrews. Pick up James's letters and Peter, John, and Jude. Finally, the book of Revelation. Thought we were done. As the famous infomercial says.
But wait, there's more. Let's get our wisdom and literature on, which have hidden prophecies and principles in them. Begin with Job, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. Open the Apocrypha and read the Wisdom of Solomon, the Book of Wisdom, the Wisdom of Jesus, aka the Son of Sirach, aka Ecclesiasticus. Finally, finish the Apocrypha with the prayers of Azariah and Manasseh.
We're not done. Get the Stick of Ephraim, Book of More, the Sealed Book of Moses, the Third Testament, and the Final Testament, which is the Book of the Seven Seals, aka the Sealed Portion.
When you have completed these, read through them a second time and a third. Now if you decide you do not want to do this, it's just too much reading, you can listen to them. Use audiobooks or you can enroll in Israel Kingdom of Priest Preparatory Institute, ICOPI, and we will share our research with those who desire, in a positive educational manner. All would be edifying to children, adults, and scholars.
We are sure this will prepare you most optimally for the arrival of the Kingdom of God. This podcast is aimed to assist you in this process. We titled our podcast, "And the Books Were Opened," because this is an hour where the books the Father ordained to be opened at a time he has set, are opened. We will read and teach out of these sealed books, and hopefully, they help you seal your faith for the good, and not the evil. When you get done with these episodes, our true goal and love for you are to embrace the voice of the Father through Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost. When you do, the mysteries of heaven will be revealed to you as clear as crystals, as a paved sapphire of gold. Cheers to you, blessings to you, and may the Father's face shine upon you, and may He give you peace, this day and forever. This was episode 2, join us again for episode 3. And these episodes are brought to you by KingdomOfPriests.com. We hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, support us in one or all of three ways. 1. A prayer of the righteous.
2. Give this a share and thumbs up on any social media platform you choose, and if you're really in the giving mood, leave a positive comment or respond to someone else's positive comment with a positive comment.
3. Go to our web store and purchase a digital or physical document for any price point you choose. All proceeds go to sharing the gospel on the housetops, supporting the poor, needy, fatherless, and widowed, and preparing them for the kingdom of Christ. With this resource fund, we are pulling in necessary resources of food, clothing, and shelter to help saints all around the world prepare, sustain, and persevere through all the events that will and are taking place on the earth until the arrival of Christ. Don't give unless you give cheerfully. May the Father shine His face upon you and your household. Salad.